Saturday, November 24th, Oscar De La Hoya's Golden Boy Promotions presents Chuck, the Iceman Liddell, as he returns to the cage to take on the Huntington Beach bad boy Tito Ortiz in the third and final chapter of their historic rivalry at the Fabulous Forum, plus a fully stacked undercard of competitive MMA talent. Do not miss another chapter of this historic rivalry. Saturday, November 24th at the Forum. Tickets start at $30 and they're available at Ticketmaster.com. or by calling 800-745-3000, 800-745-3000. Former NFL player, 7 years in the NFL, an NFL analyst, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, and you can follow him at Ross Tucker NFL. Ross, great to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Jim. How about yourself?
So good, Ross. I'm doing great. Always good to have you on the show. Ross, let me start right with the Saints. The Saints did a real number on Philadelphia yesterday. What do you make of how they looked and how they played and what they've become?
Well, I think they're the best team in the NFL. I'm not sure it's really even close at this point. I mean, we'll see tonight what we see from the Rams and the Chiefs, but Drew Brees is playing as well as any quarterback ever has. It's interesting because the way Patrick Mahomes got off to that fast start, it's almost like Brees has been in his shadow a little bit. But it's ridiculous. I mean, 77% of his passes, that's hard to do if there's no defense over there, let alone actually doing it in NFL games. They've done an unbelievable job getting the ball to Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara, clearly. And the other thing is, too, Jim, look at the last couple of weeks. Their defense is getting better. Their defense is making plays. And that might be as much of a reason as any as I give them the leg up over the Chiefs or the Rams.
Ross Tucker joining us. Now, Ross, if that were a college game, people would be freaking out about Sean Payton going for it on fourth down with a 31-point lead in the fourth quarter. Do you have any issue with it at all?
Well, I get, you know, I was with Sean briefly in Dallas under Parcells, so I guess I kind of understand his mindset a little bit. So I wasn't surprised because he is very, very aggressive. He doesn't really care about hurting feelings. I would say no. I would say no, Jim. You know, in the NFL, this is pro football. You only have 46 guys suit up. You know, did he not have to go for a fourth and seven? Maybe, but I think in the NFL, you'd always rather err on being a little aggressive rather than potentially, and I think he knows deep down that the Eagles weren't going to make a comeback or anything like that, but I think you'd always rather err on the side of being aggressive than giving them any kind of chance. And, you know, I mean, if they hadn't completed, then he was giving the Eagles some life by not putting it in that situation.
Right, Ross. I mean, who cares? I mean, it does not bother me in the least. Ross Tucker joining us. Now, Ross, you're really familiar with the Philadelphia Eagles because you work on the pregame show. What do you make of this Eagles team? Exactly what has happened to them this year?
I'm stunned by it. And one of my big takes from it, Jim, has been just how impressive it is that the Patriots are good year in and year out. Because just seeing what's happened to the Eagles, and you see some of it's injuries, but a lot of it, Jim, like the week before against the Cowboys, their scripted plays, they had mental errors on their first four plays. Now, you cannot tell me that these guys are as dialed in or as locked in this year. They're just not. And maybe it's because they won the Super Bowl. Maybe it's because they have some new guys. I don't know what it is. But, Jim, you know the deal. You go over your script on Friday in practice. Saturday, you walk through it. Saturday night in the hotel. For them to have mental errors on the first four plays, and Doug Peterson said this publicly in Philly, to have mental errors on the first four plays when you've had 3 days to know what they are, I've never heard of that in my life. They clearly have a lack of attention to detail, a lack of focus. Jason Kelce said last week they're not as accountable. So that goes on the players. It goes on the coaches. They're clearly not getting themselves ready to play. But I also say this in fairness to them. I mean, the end of that game against the Saints this Sunday, They had two guys with the last name Sullivan playing. I don't even know the difference. One guy's name is Chan, and the other one guy's name is Trey. They had Cravon LeBlanc out there. I mean, they have guys legitimately playing in their secondary right now that should probably not even be on NFL teams, let alone playing in the Troy Aikman, Joe Buck game against Drew Brees.
Ross Tucker joining us. It's well said. Look, they're banged up in the secondary. This is a fact. We know this. But Ross, going back to your first point, it's funny. I was on the NFL on CBS this past weekend, and I was talking to Phil Simms off the air. He made the same exact point that you made, that once you get there and you win it all, and you've gotten to the top of the mountain, and you've got some money in the bank, that you don't have that same level of attention and detail. And he said the exact same thing that you did. That's what makes the Patriots so impressive, that they're there every single year and they never seem to have that issue. Now, what about this notion of like brain drain? The Eagles no longer have Frank Reich, for instance, on their coaching staff. What do you make of the job that he's done with the Colts this season?
He's done an unbelievable job. I mean, you know, they've won four in a row. They're 5-5 now. Luck has not been sacked in five games. That is incredible. I mean, that is really, really hard to do. Reich has to get a lot of credit for that, because I'll also say this. There's been a lot more pressure on Wentz this year. The offensive line for the Eagles has not played as well. And I think it's not just when you lose Reich. It's when you also lose DeFilippo, who goes to Minnesota. I think they probably could have afforded, Jim, to lose one of those guys. I think losing both has really, really hurt the Eagles. And think about it, Jim. I know you from, you know, when Kyle was there, you're always thinking about your business, the infrastructure, making sure you've got good people in place. If you lost your right-hand man, your two right-hand men, that would be very, very difficult on any organization. I think the proof is in the pudding with what Reich is doing with the Colts. I mean, he's kind of come out of nowhere now to be a legitimate candidate for Coach of the Year, just with what they're doing. I now think that the Colts are going to make the playoffs. They are on an absolute run right now. I mean, every game was close yesterday, except the Saints over the Eagles and the Colts blowing out the Titans, which I really did not anticipate.
Ross Tucker joining us. Not only make the playoffs, but they may go in, and that's not a team that you want to see once you do get in. Ross, also, they've done such an amazing job of keeping Andrew Luck clean. He's gone five games without being sacked. You've got this great story from back in the day about Drew Bledsoe and what he would do for the offensive line when he didn't get sacked. What was the reward, and how much did that incentivize you?
Well, he would give us $500 cash, and I know, like, when you're making a lot of money like these NFL players are making, I know that that doesn't sound like much. You'd be amazed, Jim. You know, because you got a chance to – sometimes it was after the game on the plane. Sometimes it was Monday. You'd walk in and just – I don't care who you are, how much money you have. Getting $500 bills, it's a good feeling, man. I mean, it's kind of awesome. You look in your wallet, you got five hundos in there. You feel cool. You feel like big man. And it just, you know, we're already getting paid. You already want to do your job. But I always tell people, when it's personal, right, you just give a little bit extra. It's like when you're on a kickoff return team and you have an absolute stud. I don't care what anybody says. You don't want to be the guy that doesn't make the block and your returner could have taken it to the house. Same thing when you have a great running back. Same thing when you have a quarterback that's playing really well and you got this streak. You don't want to be the guy. So between that and Bledsoe picking up all the bar tabs of all the Labatt Blues we would drink up in Buffalo, you know, we love that guy, and we did everything we could to try to keep him clean. I mean, that became something we legitimately talked about. Let's go for the 500.
That's a great story. Ross Tucker joining us. A really good story. So, Ross, we're talking about these great moments for offensive linemen. Now for the bad. If you're an offensive lineman, I mean, you were an offensive lineman. What do you think when you watch Khalil Mack do what he does and abuse offensive linemen the way he is?
Well, number one, I feel bad for whoever he's going against. And number two, I have a lot of frustration, Jim, when I watch Khalil Mack, that the teams are not doing a better job scheming for him and making sure that they have the proper double teams or chips. You know, I'm sick of seeing offensive tackles who have chip help, which is a running back running through his outside armpit and not jumping his inside half and slamming him shut right there. I see these guys taking these vertical sets and letting Mack, who's as powerful of a defensive end as we've seen. And that's his best move, really, is his power. Why these guys aren't closing the distance, Jim, is beyond me, right? So why are you dropping straight back and giving him that space to get that momentum? I don't really know what these offensive line coaches are doing or what the technique is by some of these offensive tackles. It's driving me crazy. Look, I couldn't block Khalil Mack once, not once, but I would at least have the best strategy to try to do it. And if I knew where my help was, he wouldn't beat me. I think it's crazy that these teams are letting him do this week in and week out. Give him credit because they're trying different ways. He's still figuring out a lot of times because he's going right down the middle of these offensive linemen. I mean, he's not just beating them, Jim. He's making these guys look real, real bad.
My man, preach. As somebody who went as hard as I did yesterday for the Vikings, preach. My frustration is at least at your level and not even higher because the guy did look unblockable, but give a guy some help. Have a better plan. Ross, one last thought. There have been rumblings that John Harbaugh's on the hot seat and the fact that his time might actually be over in Baltimore. Yesterday's a must-win game. So then you got Lamar Jackson out there rushing 27 times. It's the smart move because that's what he does best. Or is it a reckless move and the sign of a coach who's desperate to get a win and keep his gig? Where do you come out on what you saw?
I mean, it's probably a combination of both, right? But ultimately, Jim, when's the last time an NFL quarterback ran the ball 27 times? And by the way, a slenderly built quarterback at that. Even on that first drive where they went 11 straight runs, he was taking some shots. And I think it is reckless, to be honest with you, but I also think John Harbaugh says, you know what, I want to keep this gig. Flacco can't play. This is our best chance to win with Lamar Jackson. We're going to run the ball. I wonder, though, deep down, what Ozzie Newsome, what the owner, Steve Bisciotti, how they really feel about that. Because we all know, Jim, that that's not sustainable. I mean, my guess is that they'll try to run him less and have him throw a little bit more as they go. But 27 carries, never heard of that in my life. He made it through that game. I doubt he would even make it through two or three more games if they kept doing that.
Right. When was the last time? 1960. That was the last time. He is the host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. You can follow him at Ross Tucker NFL. Nobody does it better. Ross, great job. Really appreciate you, Ross. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Talk to you soon, Ross. I mean, seriously, nobody does it better. Ross Tucker is unbelievable.